Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Michael Parsons, CEO of Excel Plus Global Holding Incorporated. The company trades on the OTC, and the ticker symbol is XPGH. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us to update our investors today, Mike.
Well, thank you, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking about the company being marketed in 10 states by Freedom Fuels.
Yeah, recent development for us in our sales effort has been the addition of association with Freedom Fuels, who brings 40 years of experience to the table for us in regard to our customers, and he brings lots of new customers to the table, and which means lots of revenue for us and lots of fuel sales. So we're really happy to have an association with that group, and they're certainly some seasoned veterans in this business, and we're happy to affiliate with them to grow our company.
Well, great. And also last week or 2 weeks back, the company reached the 100,000 gallon weekly fuel sales milestone. Can you talk about that and the significance?
Well, you know, the company, prior to my coming on board, the 3 years prior to that, they had been a technology gathering company, and they had never had revenue sales of any kind. And to all of a sudden in the second quarter of this year to take us into significant sales of our fuels and revenues is a kind of a wonderful thing for us, very exciting. And as you can tell by watching our stock the last few weeks, the stock has now moved up significantly.
Yeah, great, definitely. It's now currently trading at 20 cents a share as opposed to 5 cents from 2 weeks back last time we spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about some of the trends in the market, Mike, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, we got into this situation, or I should say I got into this situation because I follows the trends in the the sector, the renewable alternative sector, and what the government is doing within those sectors. In this environment, this economy, it is obvious that if the government is not involved in it, it's probably not going to have a long duration, because there's just no money in the world markets right now. We're floundering, as everyone knows. In this particular sector, the renewable and alternative fuels and biomass, the government is firmly entrenched and is spending hundreds of billions of dollars subsidizing the infrastructure of biofuels, renewable and alternative type electrical generation processes. And the whole sector is driven by the government, you might say. Well, we felt like that if we were going to build a company, we needed the government subsidizing it to give us stability. And in fact, it's proving true that there's now more money being promised for this sector in every area, from wind, solar, the fuels, electrical generation, et cetera. And we're just pleased to be riding the crest of that new development.
Great. And so bring us up to speed on some of the, on your product, such as GlideClean, and, some of the uses and applications and, in the market.
Well, the fuel we're selling the most of has changed. We have some new developments as far as the fuels. We're developing new fuels, new formulations to fit our customers' equipment and their needs. From a BTU standpoint, from a viscosity standpoint, just to make different fuels. So we're using one now that's primarily, it's called BFO1, and that's Biofuel Oil 1. And we have about 15 or 16 blends of that one fuel. Just like you have at the gas pump, you might have unleaded, regular unleaded, mid-grade and then super unleaded type fuels. We have various fuels for our customers. But that is our primary sale right now is that fuel. We are taking our customers from the burner or heating fuel type use to their vehicles in the next quarter. We're starting a pilot project to bring 55,000 diesel vehicles into burning a B20 blend of biodiesel in their off-road heavy equipment.
Great. And so what differentiates the company from other players in your sector? Is it the technology? Is it something else?
Well, one, I would tell you that technology is one aspect. We do have some superior fuels that our customers like above everything else. That's one. But the company, I think, is thriving simply because we have the customers buying our fuel. Most people right now, in whatever industry it is, they don't have customers. Well, we have customers, and they're buying our fuel. So I think the combination of those two is what separates us from any other company, whether it's in this sector or not. We're just fortunate to be able to be in that combination of two good things, customers and sales.
Great answer, Mike. And so as well as as far as the way that the company works within the industry, how important are partnerships and alliances as part of your business models, your business model?
Well, we think that there's a play bigger than what we're doing now. We're looking at it as a beginning point, and there's a whole lot more to come as it relates to XL Plus Global Holdings. We see this as a beginning. We're making major alliances. We're working on them every day, and hopefully we'll be the dog wagging the tail in this industry before it's over, and that's certainly our game plan.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team.
Well, I guess our key asset in manpower is our chairman of the board. His name is Harrison Parrish. Harrison was very successful with a company called Movie Gallery, which was the second largest movie rental business in the world before he got out in about 5 or 6 years ago. And he liked this project so much that he came out of retirement at age 63 to help lead us down the same road. He took Movie Gallery from one store to 7,000 and to the New York Stock Exchange, and he did very well when he got out. Well, he's the one that's looking after our stock growth in all of the administrative parts of that equation. My background is basically as an entrepreneur. In my early career, I was a senior marketing officer of a large life insurance company, and then after that, I did several things, including a distribution company that I sold out. We distributed to people like Walmart and those things, and I was a formulation guy, a marketing guy, everything, basically. And my next project happens to be this one, and we love all the aspects of what this project means, from saving the environment, cutting back on imported oils, doing more things that change behavior as this country relates to its fuel usage, whether it's fuels or electricity or whatever, that we become more reasonable with our gluttonous attitudes about it right now.
Sure, yeah.
So hopefully we can make a difference there.
Certainly. And so what specific milestones and objectives has the have you and the management team set for XL Plus over the next year?
Milestones in what regard, Juan?
As far as production milestones, company milestones, growth.
Well, right now, we are in a good position. We think that we have enough business right now that we could not supply all that we have. We'll not be able to. It's that big. So, you know, the milestones are going to be unlimited as far as looking at our company from a growth perspective. We're going to grow like a rocket simply because our customers are working with us to do all we can to supply their needs, knowing that we can't. But, it, you know, maybe in 2 years we'll be able to grow into their needs. But having those customers already on board and having the unlimited growth opportunity, because the ramp-up just to complete this initial phase is going to take us at least 18 months. So we have a long uphill pull, to make this thing what it can be. And we don't know what's going to come from this growth. I mean, it's already evident that we have a huge, huge opportunity over and beyond just the customers we have now.
Great. And so in terms of this of growth, will you look to grow organically, or would you consider M&A activities as a catalyst to continued growth?
Well, you know, we're going to take that a day at a time. With Mr. Parrish's leadership, he has seen it a lot of different ways as they grew from a small million-dollar company to a $2 billion company. And, you know, we sit around in the board meetings and discuss these issues as they come up. But we don't have any preconceived plans at this time.
Great. And in terms of investors, Mike, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, we don't know, but one thing we do know, Juan, is that we'll be announcing earnings for the first time in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, as a company, that, you know, everything else is kind of secondary to earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that we're going to drive our company by people looking at real dollars, real growth, and those types of things. So, I think that's how we hope the investor public looks at us from now. We're not going to try to hype them. We'll report things as they come along, but we want them to look at the numbers. And by the way, our company is debt-free, and we are cash flowing ourselves, and that's kind of unusual this day and time also.
Yeah, that's a very key point. And once again, joining us today is Michael Parsons, CEO of Excel Plus Global Holding. The company is traded over the counter. The ticker symbol is XPGH. And before we conclude, Michael, what are some of the key reasons why Excel Plus Global Holding represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
We have huge upside potential with our customers. So we'll be growing every quarter for a long period of time. If we don't have any more customers, we have a great, great future where we are right now. So I think that's the primary thing, is we're in the beginning stages of something that will continue to grow over the next 18, 24 months.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors and for the interview today.
Well, thank you, Juan. I look forward to visiting with you again.
Where can investors go for more information?
Well, we try to put out stuff on our website, and we also, if you want to pull up any of our press releases with any of the exchanges, the online accounts like Ameritrade, Scottrade, any of those, they carry our press releases and information. We'll be releasing more information as we release our earnings in 3 weeks, so there'll be a lot of information out there.
Sounds good, and I look forward to scheduling an update at next quarter.
That would be great, Juan. Look forward to that.